hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, we have a lot to cover on the show today because this is the last live broadcast of Scuba Radio for a month. I'm about to jump off onto an adventure in Australia and New Zealand. So we had to pre-produce a bunch of shows, and this is the last live show until March.
Awesome.
But I will say you're going to want to listen every week because we got some pretty cool plans. For some shows that we did already that we have in the can, so to speak. And when I say the can, I mean the turlet. But that's just where we do the show sometimes. But you're going to want to listen to it.
Well,
it's pretty impressive. Yeah. But we have a lot to cover today. We have brought in some special guests. We got Bob Evans from Force Fins and his lovely wife, Suzanne, with us. We're going to talk to them here in just a bit. And Pete from Scuba Board is with us as well. Yeah, CJ's already admiring some a package of materials that Bob sent me. So we're going to bring them on the show. But before we do, I have to kind of go back and address some comments that we've had over the last week or two. Since this is the last live show for about a month, I figure, you know.
Little housekeeping.
Yeah, we got to bring everybody up to speed. And one of them, I just got this email. Well, actually, I got several about this. And they all kind of were asking the same question.
Are we in trouble?
No, I don't know. I guess it depends on how you read it.
Are they going to yank us off?
So, hey guys, long time listener, first time reaching out, but wanted to, and this is from Dave, by the way. He goes, I wanted to say, I love the show, been listening for years, and I heard this new Bigfoot character that you had on the show. Think it's hilarious, they said.
Well, he almost got the name right.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of doing some self-editing there just to be semi-politically
incorrect.
It's just
his name. It's not, you know.
Yeah. But so anyway, they liked the character. But I was like, where did this character come from? And, you know.
Can I say it or you don't want me to say it?
What about Jerry's incident?
No. Can I say his name?
Sure.
Gay Bigfoot.
Yeah. And it came from an encounter that Jerry the Diver Guy had in the mountains, I guess, of Virginia. And we brought it up a couple months ago or whatever. I didn't remember
Greg, it. Greg, I heard the whole story.
You did?
Off the air.
You don't
know the whole story.
Well, on the air, we were talking about it. It got brought up, I think, by Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy.
Right.
And she said, hey, you know, Jerry's been had an encounter with Bigfoot before. And then we're like, what? And he goes, oh, I told you guys about this. I'm like, I don't remember any of this. We would have remembered if one of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members had an encounter with Bigfoot.
Absolutely.
I mean, that wouldn't be something that you would forget that easily. So we were kind of puzzled, both CJ and I, in the studio.
But now we know why he kept it secret.
He was,
he's embarrassed a little bit.
I guess.
But he doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
He
claimed that there was some kind of NDA that he wasn't allowed to talk about it publicly.
Yeah,
but
I don't think that was.
I think we found out because Gabe Bigfoot gave us a call that week and said, "Hey, cut him some slack," and we're like, "Okay, you know, I had a little thing, and I just want to say don't take it out on Jerry. It's really my fault." And so we were there being a supportive. The diving team that we are here at Scuba Radio.
I mean, it sounded legit.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was totally legit.
Plus, you know, who knows?
So, you know, obviously Dave did not hear that origin story of Gay Bigfoot.
No, not many have.
So I reached out to Gay Bigfoot this week.
Oh, you
after
did?
I got the email.
How do you know how to get in touch with him?
Oh, I have my ways.
Is there like a bat signal?
Yeah, well, I just put a little bait out there to the internet and just say, hey, Jerry's looking for Gay Bigfoot.
I'm
hey.
Not touching that.
Yeah. And so, you know, he responded and I said, hey, people are asking where you came from. Can you give us a little bit more background? And he goes, how about I do it in a show tune?
Ooh, how about no?
I was like, who's going to argue with Bigfoot?
So you're telling me Greg the Dive Master baited Bigfoot.
I didn't bait him. I just asked him.
Greg,
I said,
the
hey,
Dive Master bait.
We've been having questions about where Bigfoot. You came from and what is your backstory or origin or whatever. And, you know, I explained what happened, how we got introduced to the show. I said, could you go a little deeper into where you came from and what is your, you know, philosophy on life and divers or whatever? And he goes, sure. Can I do it in the form of a show tune?
And he's a creative.
Yeah, evidently. And this is what he emailed back to me. I swear, this is God's honest truth.
He's known by 100 different names. Sciatic, Bushman, Wild Man. By any name, his description comes out the same.
I feel that he had every opportunity in the world to me on many occasions. And I have not been a
Bigfoot, I'm Gay Bigfoot, if you question sexuality. I'm here with some sweet talk to get those britches down below your knees. Let's go in the woods to find a treat. You'll see what's big is not just my feet. When you join Gay Bigfoot, you'll have a yabba-gabba-goo time. A gabba-goo time. We'll have a gay old time.
Okay, I don't think it was technically a show tune.
The Flintstones sounded like.
Yeah, sounded like he ripped off a classic cartoon to me.
And I heard gabba-goo.
I did. I think I did, too.
But I don't see any gabagoo girls.
Hanna-Barbera would be disappointed in you.
Well, I had nothing to do with it.
I think the whole squad is disappointed in you.
Why are they disappointed in me?
I get that off. It's so bad.
That's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. That means we're on a roll,
that's
doesn't it?
Epic bit.
Okay. Scuba Radio, and Scuba Squad, made up of... Bubble Boy, Jared the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks. We got Pete from Scuba Board even with us, and Bob Evans from Force Fin. So especially to the last two, I want to apologize for what they just were witness to. But, I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes we have to go there. You hear what I'm saying, Pete? You know?
Oh, I do. And Bob's a good friend of mine. If you've offended him, you've offended me.
Did I offend you, Bob?
Two for two.
I'm still learning how to use the computer, but
good.
Your scuba board. Obviously, I'm on there every day.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he's totally blowing us off.
You know, we're not on scuba board now. Scuba radio.
We're on scuba radio.
There you go.
Absolutely.
My two best friends on this planet. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, Pete, I miss you. We had such a great time diving together down there in the springs, and Greg, you were there too. With
absolutely. Howell. Yeah. I mean, you know, that was a great environment actually to see, have an encounter with Bigfoot.
I was going
to
say, Gay Bigfoot may have been.
Did you hear that Hal passed us last year?
Yes,
about a year ago.
Yeah.
I think of him daily. He's still with us. He's watching
absolutely
us right now.
I used to work on the man's car back in the 70s.
Really? Gosh, you are ancient.
I bought my first mask from him in 1969.
Uh huh.
And I bought my first fins from him. He told me I could kick the crap out of the reef and not hurt the fins.
Which were force fins, I assume?
They were not force fins. They were jets.
Those. Yeah, but you could do the same with force fins, and that's what we're going to talk about. They've been around for a long time, had their ups and downs over the years, but we're going to get an update from Bob Evans, who makes those classic fins next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And who knows? Maybe we'll have another encounter with Bigfoot. Stop it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.